The fourth year and the seventh year, Hoya Bior. So now it's teaching us the famous law Bior. Of Bior Maasreis. The fourth year of the cycle and the seventh year of the cycle. The Sivit says in the Pasuk, Mikzei Shalashonim, at the end of 3 years, Toichi is called Maasreis Tavoscha, Vedevon Halon, Mikkeit Shabashon, Meid Bemoid. One more time. It says, Mikzei, at the end of Shalashonim, 3 years. Taitzi is called Masar Tavasra, you shall remove all of the masa of your grain. V'nemer Lahalon, and it says Lahalon,
Miket
Shevashon, B'moichnas Hashmita, B'chaka Sukosma, Lahalon Regal, Afkan Regal. Just like here in the year 7, it's Yom Tov, so too over here when it says at the end of the third year, we're referring to a Regal, we're referring to a Yom Tov. Ima lahalon chagasukois, afkan chagasukois, tamalomar, kisichaleh laaser. At the end, regel shakol maasrois, kolin bo, bahari aboimer ze pesach. How do you like that? Shein perois shel shana shlishis nigmorim, the fruits of the third year not complete, lios nik nilkotim kulon achiove pesach shel shana harevis till the fourth year. So dealing with the fourth year, v'chein kol shana shel shishis, v'chein shel shana shishis, the sixth year, ashev pesach shel shana hashviyis. So he's teaching us the yisoid is the zman biur is pesach, not sukkos. So erev yom tov harishon shel pesach shel reviyis. So that means you go already to the third year. You're the third year, and now you're into. Right before the erev, the day before the fourth year, b'shal shviyas, because shviyas really is the sixth year, but the end of this, the right before the beginning of the seventh year,
when did they start the seventh year? Pesach.
Though? Pesach. Hach this week's parsha. Hachoydesh, hachoydesh, hazeh lochem roish chodashim.
Are you going to be reading again this week?
I hope.
Did I call you?
Right, weiter. Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Tavayin Keitzad Noistim Tumah Lufayin Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shel Avish Shel Shviyas Hayivir Keitzad Noistim Tumah Lufayin.
You take the Tumah, go ahead.
Okay, so Hayivir Hayivir Keitzad Noistim Tumah Lufayin, you take Tumah Ushumas Maiser, Noistim Tumah, Ushumas Maiser Lubalim, you take the Tumah Ushumas Keitzad Noistim, you give Tumah Ushumas Maiser Lubalim. Umayser Rishon Liba Olav, Umayser Sheni Liba Olav. What does that mean? Teruma, Chumas Mayser Liba Olim, Lekoihanim, Shashum Shalohem, Umayser Rishon Liba Olav Lavim, Umayser Sheni Liba Olav Lanim. Fine. So you give the Chuma to the Koyin, Uchumas Mayser is the Lady, Liba Olim, Umayser Rishon Liba Olav, Mayser, Chumas Mayser also goes to the Koyin, sorry. Chumas, two of the Mayser goes to the Koyin, Umayser Rishon goes to the Lady, Liba Olav, Umayser Ani Liba Olav, Umayser Sheni, Vabikurim Misbadim, Umayser Sheni and Ba'udim, and Bikurim Misbadim, okay, Umayser Masim, Bechol Mokoyim and every Mokoyim. Bechol Mokoyim. What was this? Spanish or Slovenian? Picture 151. That was right. It was just telling us to be Smoda. Fine. That was yesterday. Bechol Mokoyim and every Mokoyim. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon. So we couldn't listen to the Mokoyhanim. Katruma. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Matavshil. Okay, let's see over here.
What was the last one? The
Bikurim? Ma'is Hashemi Bikurim. Ma'is Hashemi Bikurim. That wasn't even B'chol Mokim. First day B'chol Mokim.
What's the
Sarabi? You have to eliminate it. You have to remove it. Mispam B'chol Mokim. Tzaruch Levarim U'la'avdam Min Ha'olam. It has to be destroyed from the veld.
The stuff that's left over. The stuff that you put aside and you didn't give out. Right?
Mispar mitzaruch levadam ulavdam min ha'olam from the ganzevot.
It's not talking about the ma'aser rishon. It's not talking the ma'aser, the chumah or the ma'aser. It's talking about
the give to the owner, right? We give to the owner, right? Right. These things have to be given to the owner. These things must be given to the kohanim,
right.
And must be given to the levim. But as far as ma'aser sheni,
right.
There's no one to give it to.
Right.
Too little, too late. Since you have not consumed
just
it.
Just the ma'aser sheni.
Just the ma'aser sheni.
Not the bikurim or anything.
No, and the bikurim. Ma'aser sheni bikurim have to be eliminated from the belt.
Right. So this is it.
Okay, tzarich levadim.
Ma'aser ani also, no.
Ma'aser ani.
Like my also.
My sa'ani has to be no, this to be given. My sa'ani has to be delivered liba olaf. Nice shuma, shuma's my sa'ani liba olaf. My sa'ani is liba olaf. My sa'ani goes to the lady. My sa'ani goes to the poor people. My sa'ani goes to the poor people. My sa'ani and bikurim have to be removed from the belt. Misbar have to be destroyed, have to be eliminated, have to be removed. Bechol mokoim in every location in which they find themselves. Wherever these things find themselves, they must be removed from the entire world. From the Mokum Circle of Levaram, Ula Abdam, to Dubir, Ula Abdam, Min Ha'ilam from the world. Okay, they no longer exist. Next, Habikurim, next thing, Rabbishim, Oymashim, Zabikurim, Nitan Lakohanim, Kachuma. We give it to Kohan Lakchuma, Ve'in Sach Levaram, and he disagrees. He holds that Bikurim does not need to be destroyed. You do not need to destroy leftover bikurim. You can give.
What are you supposed to do with bikurim?
You're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to put it by the mizbeach, a ceremony.
Yeah.
Bring it, put it in the basket.
Yeah.
And you have to put it in the basket. You put the basket on the ground.
Yeah.
Eitzel hamizbeach.
No.
And you recite all those psukim by the seder. Yeah. And then the kohen picks it up and he picks it up. You hold the basket.
Right.
He puts his hands underneath your hands.
Right.
And they wave in all four directions.
Good.
And then you give it to him.
Good. So then why do I have it for?
Why? Because you were late. You were not feeling well. You're not feeling well, so you didn't go, or you had whatever. You just never made it to Yerushalayim.
So what happens if I'm late with tshuva and tshuva?
Nothing. So you give it. You give whatever you want. Tshuva is exactly what the Mishnah said. The tshuva, if you're late with tshuva and tshuva smaisim and
you always give it to them.
You always give it to Liba Olaf, who they belong to the kohen, to the levi, to the poor person.
Spoils.
So then you have nothing to give. You're right. If it's spoils, then what could you possibly do? But we're going in the situation where it did not yet spoil. Let's say have grain. Grain does not spoil. Grain can sit around for decades in a silo. As long as the conditions are okay, it will not rot. Grain, if you have the right conditions, you can keep it around. They have flour. The flour is already produced, but it's ready. But the grain doesn't spoil. You have kernels of wheat. It can last for years.
They have American step silos. That's what it is.
Never silos, used to be, emergency silos.
Used to, yeah, they never used to have any silos with
chadash.
Because
it was always old stuff. Right. We always think old stuff.
Yeah.
So the grain, in achanam, you're dealing with fruits and vegetables, in achanam, then you're right. And these things are going to spoil. It's not going to be possible. But let's say we're dealing with the chomesh haminim. Okay? Or let's say dried fruit. Let's say you have dried the fruit.
No, so I love dried food.
What?
I love dried food.
You do?
Yeah. Reb Shimon, oh no.
Vaita. Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. He's of the opinion that the bikurim can be delivered to the kohanim ketruma. What does it mean? Bikurim nitonim lakohanim ketruma. Ve'en tzach levadam in oilam. Bikurim can be given to kohanim ketruma. Ve'en tzach levadam in oilam, and you do not need to destroy from the world. Okay. Ve'en tzarich levaram min ha'olam. You do not need to destroy. You do not need to destroy it from the world. Why not? Because Mishum the Truma Karina Rahman, because the Torah calls it the Truma. Do you have a Maru Truma Siyatra Elu Habikurim? The Sibuhu Vlachana Atenim Yodecha. It says in the past Tenim Yodecha, Elu Habikurim, the Siv Vlachach Yodecha. Okay, so therefore he holds that you do not need to destroy it. You do not need to destroy Habikurim, Mitanim Lakohanim, you do not need to destroy the Bikurim. You got it? What's so hard?
I'm trying to read it.
Rabbi Shimon Meir, Habikurim, Mitanim Lakohanim. Okay, you do not need to destroy it. If you have leftover Bikurim, you do not need to destroy it. You can just give it to the Kohanim.
But we just gave it to the Kohanim. Didn't we give it to the Kohanim?
You didn't give it. That's the case of the Mishnah.
You say we didn't come up to the...
You came late. You came late to the Beis Hamikdash. You delayed. It's already past. It's already past the Zman Dir. The Zman Dir is Erev Pesach, the 4th year. Erev Pesach, the 7th year. It's now the Pesach already of the 5th year. It's Pesach of Shemitah, or the 4th year. It's Pesach of Shemitah. You've late. You've delayed, and you have in your possession Bikurim, and you have not given it to the brought it to the Beis Hamikdash and done the ceremony. What should you do? According to the Nakam, it's too little, too late. You should take it and you should destroy it. You should destroy it. Should burn it, eliminate it from the world. It's too little, too late. Rabbi Shimon says it's never too late. You go and bring, just give it to the kohen. Go to your local kohen and give it to him. Whatever you want, give it to him.
Doesn't have his zman bir.
It doesn't have his zman bir. Exactly.
Ahead,
well, it does have his zman bir, but you missed his zman bir. But just doesn't. No, it's not so. It does have his zman bir. Ki sechal las is kol masat tivoscha b'ashan hashlish. It does have his zman bir. You've missed his zman bir. But even though you've missed, there's a din, there's a mitzvah. It's a lomdus. There's a mitzvah. It's a din zman bir.
If this is man beer, after this man beer, it's critical. It's not. It can't be brought anymore. After this man beer, it was supposed to be destroyed.
You've lost out. You've lost that on the mitzvah of doing it bizman. But even though the zman has passed, there's still a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. It's like davening saying Kriya Shema. If you don't say Kriya Shema within bizman, you still have to say it after the zman. You've lost that on the din of the zman. But there's still a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and you can. The Chazal said you have to do within up to four hours. Up to four, 3 hours, you have to say it. 4 hours.
The Truba.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Truba. Next, a Tavshel. What about a Tavshel? Tavshel means Sheyeshwa, Mi Perish Shavis, or Mi Perish, Mi Mai Sheshani. Let's say we have a Tavshel, we have a cooked item. And the cooked item, Sheyeshwa, the cooked item contains within it. Miperot shviit or mimaaser sheni, and the tavshil contains within it the fruits of shviis, or mimaaser sheni, b'shas habir. Okay, so let's say we have a cooked dish, and it has a mixture of shviis, miperot shviis, or mimaaser sheni. So what do we do with this? A tavshil. You don't have to do anything. You see that? Here's my tavshil, and I pour in oil. How many calories is it going right in there? Okay, that's not healthy to eat this. Okay, so you pour in oil into this delicious dish. A tavshil. So what is the halacha? The halacha is that according to machlokes, so it says look what it says over here. Okay, there's nothing more you need to do. Oh, I forgot to say, listen, y'all.
It's okay, don't worry about it. You don't have to repeat.
Tamuk mavur ve'ain tzach levar es atavshel. You don't have to do anything. Okay, you don't have to.
What's happening here?
You pour in oil.
It's Maisa Sheni.
Maisa Sheni oil.
Yeah.
And now it's past the Zman Biur. It's now the 4th year. So I'm not allowed to eat this. Are you allowed to eat this?
Oh, you mean they put it in the freezer or something?
Yeah. So according to Beis Shammai, look, there's a fire. It has to be burnt.
Yeah.
I think one thing only.
What?
With Beis Hillel. Tam Harehu Kimavur. I can move in Sach Levaris. That tavshil is already gone. It's already gone. You don't have to do anything. Quite the still, you can eat it. You can eat it to your heart's desire.
Where does it say anything? Where's Beis Hillel?
The Beis Hillel.
Tam
Har Yehu. The flavor as if it's from Mavur Ve'in Sach Levaris. That tavshil.
Beautiful. Okay. No. Where's the rest of the Mishnah? Good. Fight it.
Mishnah Zayin.
Go ahead.
Mishnah Zayin.
Each other you look.
The person that's placed bezman hazeh v'higiyah shnas adiso, bezman hazeh means what and what time. She'ein beis hamikdash kayom. That's a very interesting statement because Mishnah, also some of the Mishnahis were compiled from Tekubas where the beis hamikdash was kayom. As far as I know. Okay, but Misha yilo peis bezman hazeh v'higiyah shnas adiyor. Sha'as hadiyor nisham mitzeh shnas adiyor beis shamayoyim yimtzach l'chalun al kesef. So what do you do? So you have to redeem al kesef. What do you have to exchange al kesef? The sims of the pasuk v'tzar ta kesef yotchav kesef ulvad malin. So you have to redeem it on money. Beis shamayoyim yimtzach l'chalun al kesef. What time v'tzar ta kesef yedech v'kesef ulvad malin. What's your base? We nearly the first words of Lema. Hoil the ain base hamikdash the ain luchar richik makom. Gadol mizeh. This is the ultimate richik makom. Okay, because we can't go bezman hazeh. We can't go bezman hazeh to the base hamikdash. There is no. Hilch mechal mal kesef. Uchi ilu and tzif atzart a kesef ain rish. Uchi ilu atzart a kesef ain rishos el choiva. The kevin shirichik makom kesef ain base hamikdash. I efshal lahalos aperus el atzart a kesef atzarch lechalon. The Yafal Gav, the Pshita Leila, the Shudu Gav, Bisman Shavis, and Shkayom, even though that's Shudu Gav. Beinu Elo, Rishus. Okay, fine. So does the Gav. The Halacha is according to Beshama, that Bisman Hazeh, you have no choice but to take your Paris of Maestro Shani and redeem it onto money.
Bisman Hazeh,
the Giyaz Mishas Habir. Habir.
Oh, okay.
Beshama Yoimrim, Tzorich Lichalilon, what's the problem? Beshama Yoimrim.
You have to burn it. Why do you have to be put there?
Because Ben Shammai says no, it's not Bizman Hazeh, he says. That's what he says. It's a chiddush.
Bizman Hazeh, why?
Because if there was a base Hamidash, you would take your Paris and you would go up to Yerushalayim.
What, and burn it?
No, and eat it.
What's
and
the,
eat
it's the Shnas Habir now. That's what he's talking about.
It's Higiyah. Higiyah means so, but you have mom, you have time. I think he means it means kol shkin before. I think he means the soul, it means even. I don't think he means to exclude the beginning of this month.
I don't understand. He's talking about beer, right? Do with beer.
So what do you do?
Beer or not do a beer? Which one?
What?
If you want to do patia, you do patia. But
you're not allowed bezman hazeh. You're not allowed to eat the Paris and Yerushalayim bezman hazeh. There's no beis hamikdash. You don't eat ma'is hasheni bezman when there is. That was the first mishnah. We had that before.
No, I think actually.
What? No.
We separate. What we learned that sheni nowadays.
We destroy it. We destroy. You don't eat it.
Okay,
look what
so
it says in the mishnah.
Okay, so we destroy it.
So we destroy it. So
what's the problem? So why don't we destroy it?
So that mishnah we said that you eat it is going now to go according to Beis Shammai.
That you destroy it. Mean.
Yeah, that was go. That mishnah that says the mishnah that says that you eat that you destroy it is going according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, here look what it says here. Look what it says. Here's the mishnah. You see, I reviewed it. Havakech peres shaygi person yachzudam mukhemam. Means in other words, I take peros and I transfer them to money. Okay, I take money, fine. Yalu the yachlu b'makam v'im ein mikdash. Look what it says. V'im ein mikdash. Yurkavu. Shadavar hakon v'kesef ma'is sheni ein nifte v'tar v'chuk makam k'dan. You have to. If there's no base hamikdash, you cannot eat the ma'is sheni. Ma'is sheni only be eaten when there's a base hamikdash. So here it's bezman hazeh. Nisha lefes v'azev v'vayigiz v'shnas v'asubi yimei shamayo yimeim tzorech l'chal and ala kesef v'shamay says you must redeem it on money. You must redeem it on money. Ubeis hillel yimeim echad shehin kesef v'echad shehin peros. Tzunim giniza. Beis hillel says echad shu kesef v'echad shu peros. It doesn't make a difference. Whether it's money, whether it's food, it requires geniza, ma, moil, hachil, it's not going to make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You have to destroy it. Geniza. Wait, this picture first. Here it is. Look. Here's Bisham, Amim. Sechel Chalma Kesef. Here's my fruit. Okay, here's my popcorn.
Here's beer.
Here's my beer, my shiny. Yechal Mas Al Hamos.
See, we didn't say that.
Okay, you're right. See, that's he didn't say we need the kati for that. Veshamai holds since the Yevshalah Halas personally, since he came to Yerushalayim, Bismanazem, Neschayevu Habalim Luftois onto money, Tchila, first redeem it onto money, then after onto the money,
go out,
here's the ship. Okay, we have to give Zabi, wait. Even when the Zman Abir Yiftim, even when the Zman has arrived, even, so he's saying, Bi'af. Well, the Acha Mikan, Yikayim Mitzvah Sibir Bimov, so you just throw the money into the ocean. Beisul says no. Beisul and Beisul says, Echad Shein Kesav, Echad Shein Peros. According to Beisul, Yaf in Yichal, even if you go in Yichal, Af Michal Hamaiser Av Hamos, how you starich levar hamos, you have to destroy the money. He agrees. He agrees that if you actually take this and you put it onto money, the money has to be destroyed. But according to Basil, you don't have to do this. You don't have to go waste your money. You just throw it.
Say it.
What?
Read the.
Af im yichal hamayis halamos, how you starich levar hamos. V'lo yoyel hachil klom. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Go ahead.
So therefore, you don't have to go make it turn out to money and then go burn. You can burn it right away.
Just burn
right away.
Do beer.
According to Beis Shama, it's a two-step process. First, you have to redeem the peros onto money,
and then get
and the money has to be eliminated.
Beer. By throwing it into the sea.
Right.
Basilo says you can just burn it.
Burn it right away without going through the intermediary steps.
We're going to read the bottom here.
Redemption.
Chil means
de-sanctification. De-sanctification. This is sanctified with my
sanctification.
Even though you cannot bring it to Yerushalayim. If so, kishem shim yichal alamos, just like in yishim yichal alamos, yitztorich levar hamos, just like if you would be mechalel, kishem shim yichalel alamos, just like if you would be mechalel all of this fruit on the money, yitztorich levar hamos, you would have to
Throw it out.
So you can mekayim it with the peris itself.
Okay, fine. Right. Very simple.
Let's chaz the Mishnah. Before we go weiter, so at least we have one Mishnah. One more Mishnah. Let's chaz it. Mi yishay yirloi peris yizvan azem.
Mi yishas
shas habiyur. Tzmach loik esbe. Shamayu emin tzvach lechal on al-pesef. And then
throw it in the money.
Can be thrown into the sea. Okay, you can destroy even. You don't have to go through two steps. Let's see. They would send a message. They would send a kol kore, a kol kore from the Gedolei Yisrael. The Gedolei Yisrael.
Go ahead.
Quickly.
Why are you saying words that aren't in the Mishnah?
Maharu quickly, vehaskinu es perusechem, ashloit sagia, shas, be prepared. Make sure that your fruit does not become. They would warn, the time is running out. They would send it a kol kore, those emails.
What's the big thing if it comes to shas beer?
What's the big thing if it becomes the shas of Dior? Because you're running out of time. You go. Some of the things have to be destroyed.
So
Maisa Sheni has to be destroyed.
Good.
And Bikurim has to be destroyed. Why should it be destroyed? We should just eat it. Do it kedin. Make sure you come quickly to Yerushalayim and eat kahalacha. We don't want fruit that has kedusha to be destroyed for no reason. Baltashkas. So they would send a message, Maharu quickly, Tahaskinu, prepare es perosechem, ad shaloye segiyas shas sabir, ad shvara biyakiva vodlimeit, shakola peros shaloye bo leonas hamasros, a new solution. Any fruit which has not reached the onas hamasros,
peturim, segiyas shas biyah, Atshba Rabbi Akiva,
and he taught the Oilam Shakola Perish Shloim Berlu Shas. Maishos Petudim and Abiyur. Now, what does that mean? Miharu.
You didn't bring him into the.
Let's see what this means exactly. Let's see. First, the Rab Miharu. Chumos Maishos. Law says Osam Leroyland. Make sure, quick, bring the fruit to the people who are wrong. Maishing Lahalo said Lechol Yishlam. Ashagir Ashlegir. Now, Kol Rabbi Akiva says no Ashlegir unless it be when a Kol Pri Upri Kamoi. Shemefurish. It's time period. Perakamo de Maastros. We didn't learn that yet. Perakamo de Maastros. We have to learn that Masechta. Okay. Petudim in Abir. Uvu Yishoyna Hayu Oymen. They would say, to Koydim Oynas HaMaastros Nami Zokut Labir Halacham Kivin. Now, what is it? Let's see what the picture explains. Okay. We have over here people over here walking in the field. Miharu. Veskinu Perusech Mashogia Shas Abir. Adayin Lo Yigia Perus Lo Oynas HaMaastros. We're dealing here in the Mishnah with certain type of fruit. These grapes have not yet reached a third of their projected maturity. To cut, to harvest. Here's the key words. So in other words, the Rabbanah would make people to harvest their fruits prematurely in order to guarantee that the maestros has been removed. The maestros have been given. The mice, the clock is ticking. The Zman of Maaser is Erev Pesach, the third year. It's now the third year. You have a new crop coming in. It's crazy, a new crop. It's the third year. And
so
a new crop is coming in.
Why don't you just wait till it finishes?
No, because once it grows, ready, it's going to be there. By the time they're going to harvest it, they're going to harvest it at the regular time.
Yeah.
It's going to already be ready the fourth year, so it's going to be too late. So then they're going to have to.
It goes achar.
I guess so. That's what the assumption is. Yeah, I guess so. I guess the assumption is that since over here the fruit was not harvested until the fourth year, but already was already grew partially in the third year. They originally thought mistakenly in Torah Be'kiva is that it's already chayiv. There's already chayiv in Maestros, already in the third year, but since practically you're not going to harvest the fruit until you reach the fourth year. Practically speaking, you're not going to harvest until you reach the fourth year, so then by the time you harvest it, you've already missed the Zman. You've missed the Zman, you're going to have to destroy the Chuma, the Mice, and all these things are going to be too late to be given. Rabbi Akiva, there's no Chiv. This is not a crop from the third year, this is a crop from the fourth year. There's no Chiv.
So it goes after, he holds it, goes after.
The harvest. Makita, I guess. Rabbi Akiva, Levi, Shaperis, Elu, Peturim, Echoivas, Biur. They're exempt. They have not yet reached the Zman.
Because they didn't bring it into the. Because
it was not harvested.
I think Rabbi Akiva hold right. It has to be brought into the warehouse
before the fourth year.
Before the chiyuv starts.
Okay, let's have this mission. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Shoyin originally, how you shalchem? They would send messengers. Itzel ba'alei abotim sheba medinos and medinos. They would say they would give them. They would make the following announcement. Maharu. Quickly. The time when each individual food is chayav in its own particular maaser. Peturim. Then my beer. There's no din beer. There's no chi beer on these fruits, so therefore there's nothing to be worried about. What does that mean, shame? The Zman beer has arrived. But you're overseas. You're on business. Tell the shame. Ha Paris Mokka Mechot. Here you are. Chuma Meister. Look over here. Chuma Meister.
Everything separated.
And where are you? And you're over here in Asia. In Dubai. Here in Dubai. Habolim, Australia. Habolim was the guy that we know. There's a guy that was that died.
Come on.
Habolim b'mokim acher. Here you find a kohen and a lady in the far away. Ba'olim. Mizake.
They're on the trip with him.
Where? Where's the truma? America. No, not really. Okay, it's all. Not looking in America. It's far away. You're in a. They're in there. Mizake is a nice lady. Mizake is a nice truma.
These guys are with him on the trip
to Australia. And the fruit is in Eretz Yisrael. A little room. Meshagiyaz man abiyya mutar al abolim likroys shem l'tzumu l'mayas shabiyodoy kloymar l'zakoyshem
l'koyim. I don't think that they have to be with him in Australia. I think he could be mezakeh to them while they're in
Eretz Yisrael. Maybe does not showing. That's not what it shows. That's not the depiction.
I think the picture is off.
That's not the depiction. You're going to challenge this guy. This guy, he could make a scene while she's sitting in
Kishi Giyas Vampi says, "But the Rabbim Likras Shem Lachuma Ulabaisa Shabiyodav."
Doesn't
say where they're standing.
All right, maybe right. Mice. They're going on a boat. Says, the 10% shani osid lamoid. He didn't even measure it. He didn't know in Yeshua. This is the famous Daf Yomi.
That's why I know the.
Muskar, you see the mokum, because you can't just give. You have to also give the. I can't give me mizaka you metaltalin. You have to be mizaka agav. Kinyan agav. Agav the karka. Karka, I can be mizaka at distance.
So what, I'm giving you the whole karka?
I'm renting, I'm not giving you to keep. I'm renting you for a penny, for a small amount. They do this. You do this when you do mechiras chametz. Yeah. You do mechiras chametz.
So with the prusbul or something, no?
The prusbul? No, the person has to own karka. That's different. You don't know. You're not. It's not an agaf by prusbul.
Uh-huh.
We did prusbul. We did the mitzvah. We did it together.
Yeah.
We were mekayim the mitzvah. As zuchus. You manage as zuchus.
Right
here.
This way.
Right now. 10% to the name. Oh,
and he gives him a rent amount of place. A muskoloi.
Yeah, the mokum. Look at the picture. Easter. She has a lot of money. She has a Meister Rishon. She also drank a little more than 10%. Agav zechiyosh of Yeshua b'schiyus akarka zoch gam meiser. Agav mokum ham the karka.
So he's rented it.
Okay, this is Mordechai Yisrael. We know now that Yeshua was a Levi. Leading Le Yeshua. Lee, it doesn't say Rabban, it doesn't say Rebbe. He calls him Li Hoshua. Okay, Le Yeshua. Okay, good? Levi Hoya. What about, he's asking Mordechai Kashrut about Truma. Where's the Truma? Before you give mice, you have to give Truma. He says, Truma Gedol Nosan Hazim Yeshum, the Truma Mafrish Nosan Begoyren. He already gave it. The reason why in this Maisa was because he already gave the Chumah. Okay? Hello? Is he asking Akash, what happened to the Chumah?
Well, he only says Chumah's
Maisa. He only says, no one says Maisa. Omar, I'm going to leave him, Isur, Shani, Osid, Lombu, Nosul, Yeshua, the Levi. 10%. You only give 10% on Maisa.
So
you don't.
He gave already the Chumah. So he gave
that's
the
what
Chumah.
It says. Why would Chumah the law Nosan Atam Yishum the Chumah Mafrish Nosan Begun? You already gave it. Kidatanya Kidatanya She Ef Shol Lagorin Shetei Oker Ella Imkain This Chumah Chumah.
You have to first give Chumah first.
Because Hifrish Oisam Begun. You already separated the Chumah Begun in the threshing hall, threshing floor. You already gave it. Vayta. Umukayim Muskoloi Umakayim Hamaser. The Mokam Hamaser Muska Loi is ready to rent it him. The Yikne Hamaser Agav Karka.
Good.
Isra Acher. Maisa Oni Nosula Kiva Ben Yosef Gabai Shel Anim Choyah. He was the Gabai of the Anim. Now you know who to contact. No, not you. Chas Shalom. You know, I should say that.
To contact him.
You know, to give him, exactly, to give him, because you're learning Maisa Sheni. I won't tell you before what it means. What does that mean? You're going to give so much money, you're going to say, die.
Get the point.
Get nauseated so much money.
Yeah.
There are three mitzvahs in the Torah
that
begin with the mitzvah of Shakai.
Yeah.
The mitzvah of Salich Lefonai Ve Samim Brismila. Brismila.
Yeah.
And the mitzvah of Pru Revu.
Good.
And Geula, this was parashah for Eira El Avraham El Yaakov, the Kel Shakai, Hushmi Hashem Ladati, and then it goes on to talk about the whole Geula.
Good.
The Melu, it means you give Meiser.
Yes.
You're going to be Zoicha to have Enekloch. The Priu Revi will be Noidav Oyen, one child after another, and every day will be another bris. I have no koyach. I actually saw this. I saw this by a certain. I saw this. I was seen by a base oddal, and he was the person. He was a zokin, and he was saying, every day I can't. Every day my in a clock, I have to go here. I have to go here. I have to go here. But Baruch Hashem Simchas, but I have mamash no koyach. I have no koyach. I have to go. So the guy was mamash. By him was mekuyim ad belidai. Here, Ma'aser, because why? Because Shakai is Miloshon Dai. Sh'omar Lelomoy Dai. Is it a good word?
You've said better. Go ahead.
Oh, Gvart. That's a good word. It's a good word. Fine. Umoka and Muskoloi. It's Murdik Maton, Ben Shalom gave it. Yoschus.
Now that was good.
Now here's the Mordechai Kasha. Why over here is he called Yoshua? And here he's called Rebbe Yoshua.
Okay.
What happened?
He got smicha.
All of a sudden got smicha in the middle.
Yeah.
So Yeshua said, Yisra Yosef Lamud Nosan Elozah Ben Azariah. Elozah is a Kohen. He was a priest.
So what?
And he was 10 generations to Ezra. Ezra was a Kohen.
So what?
I don't know why he's telling us this, but he's telling us over here, Omar, we should not eat from Yosef Lam Namud.
Could you tell me why it was Rabbi Shua?
What?
So you tell me why it's Rabbi Yeshua. Go ahead.
Fine. So now,
why are we switching from Yeshua?
Then it's kablu zemizes sochar, money. They all got money. In other words, when Gamliel kibul sochar mekame, they had to purchase the rental, the earth, and the rental. When Gamliel kane kibul schar mekame shol meiser, Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua, sochar mekame shol meiser ani, me Rabbi Akiva from Rabbi Akiva. He rented place to the earth for meiser Yeshua, to the Rabbi Kiva, and to both Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva for four. For a meiser, Rabbi Gamliel Socha, he rented. The koimel shall meiser rishain.
The Rabbi Yeshua.
He was Socha, the koimel shall meiser only in Rabbi Akiva. He took money from them. He told you, Rabbi Gamliel, you have to give me money. But give me money, you have to give me money. But give me money, therefore you'll acquire the karka. And after the karka, you'll acquire the truma, the meiser rishain, the meiser ani. Rabbi Yeshua kibul Socha, the koimel shall meiser, the meiser, and Rabbi Elaz ben Azariah. In order for Rabbi Yeshua to acquire these 10 barrels,
he
has to own the land.
Right,
so therefore he has to give some money.
Yeah.
So he gave a few dollars to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the owner. He was very wealthy, obviously. Look at all that. Look at those assets.
Yeah.
Rabbi Gamliel was a wealthy man.
Yeah.
He gave him all these barrels, one, two, all those barrels.
Go ahead.
But who paid for? He had to buy the land. He had to give money for the land.
Good.
So he gave money by giving money for the land. Now Rabbi Yeshua acquired those 10 barrels, and then he gave another ten barrels.
Yeah.
Who did he rent this land to? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave him a few dollars. Rabbi Akiva now became the legal owner, the legal renter of this earth.
Yeah.
And by owning that earth, mainly he's coined the agaven earth, those barrels.
Well, he was a kind of lady? What was Rabbi Akiva?
Rabbi Akiva was the Gabbai Tzedakah, Masa Ani, the Gabbai Tzedakah.
Okay. Okay,
and now, Rabbi Yeshua, who has these barrels, who's a Levi. Rabbi Yeshua's Levi, he has to now give one barrel. We see one barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these barrels, he has to give to Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah was a Kohen.
Uh-huh.
He was a Kohen. So Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah, can you please give me a few dollars to acquire this piece of land? Right. The Mekomim Muskalo, Beniskavlu Zem Yizez Sochar, and that's how everything was acquired. Okay, so Chaz the Mishnah, very nice Mishnah, a nice Mishnah. Nisha, you have to be Kohen Hashem. You have to give it to someone. You have to give it to them. You have to do this Ma'isa there. Ma'isa to illustrate this idea.
More than just
Hashem,
you also have. You have to be the Zak of a place at Agav.
Yes, what he's elaborating, he's telling you, what is Kriya Shem? He's telling you, Ma'isa, so he's the Balabas. I mean, Leal is the Balabas. Isur, 10%, Shani Yasalamu, Nasam Yeshua, I want to give to Rabbi Yeshua, Mekoyim and Muskula, I want to give to Rabbi Yeshua, and the place should be granted to him. Isur, Achay Shani Yasalam, Lamu, Nasam Yasalam, Ben Yosef. Now he in turn goes and he gives 10%.
How come it doesn't say that he gave to Eliezer, that Rabbi Gamaliel gave his mic?
No, you don't do that.
It's Truba.
Truma was already given, the Rav said.
But it should have said.
Truma Smeiser, you can't give. You can't give Truma Smeiser. No, what's the question? What?
I'm saying that. It's such a beautiful mission. It's showing how all the each
gave
to his friends, the other Tamid HaKam.
Yeah.
So it should have said also that it should have said that Rabbi Gamliel gave to one of the chevra who was, let's say, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah.
Yeah.
You first start off with Truma.
No.
Then you give Truma Smaisa over here. He gave to the lady. Right?
Yeah.
He gave the lady. But before he gave the question was, what happened to the Truba?
Yeah.
He gave it already. So why does it say he gave it also to one of the Chacham?
Because it's not the way that the Rav, you give it in the threshing house. You don't wait until it's in the barrel to give Truma. Truma must be given much earlier on. Truma has to be given at the Goyren. The Truma has to be given at the Goyren.
Okay, go ahead.
Then so that he has this 10, now he's giving one barrel to his friend.
Good.
So therefore, three, everyone gave the money, and everyone acquired what they're supposed to acquire. If we have to stop over here, how many more Mishnais we have left? All right, maybe tomorrow we'll finish.
But you got to bring. We have Arla.